Colonel Douglas McGregor said something very important in his recent interview with Tucker Carlson. He said that Hezbollah has a very strong force in Mexico, and that Palestinians, of course, displaced out of Gaza. That's 2.3 million Palestinians who Israel is, you know, bombarding and pushing out. Many of them will wind up probably being invited to come to America. This is being pushed by Democrats, of course. So those on the left, even you could say the radical left, the Ilhan Omars of the Democrat Party, but also Jamal Bowman, congressman, the guy who pulled the fire alarm and said, oops, I didn't know that was a fire alarm. Yeah, that guy. They're saying that, hey, we need to relocate the displaced Palestinians to America. Now, understand, they are making this call under the banner of humanitarian aims, which is disingenuous when it comes from them. Now, I am a true humanitarian in the sense that I believe, you know, it's always wrong for women and children to be killed, and civilians should not be slaughtered, not by Hamas and not by IDF bombs, not by anybody. I'm just kind of universal. You know, hey, if men want to go to war and kill each other, that's what they're going to do. But leave the women and children out of it. Like, that's my opinion. But the Democrats' view is they want to say they're humanitarian, while what they really want to accomplish is to occupy the United States with more Palestinians in order to grow the Muslim communities across America, in order to displace Christians, so that America can be overrun with non-Christian individuals over time. And that has been going on already a lot in, for example, you know, Minneapolis, and which has become basically Somalia in America, in case you haven't noticed. And now, for the record, by the way, I don't have anything against immigrants. I'm married to an immigrant, and I have said repeatedly that legal immigrants, when they are willing to assimilate into America's values, they can be very, very beneficial for America, when they're legal again. But what's happening right now is that a lot of so-called immigrants, and especially the illegals that are coming into America, including many Middle Eastern extremists, you know, radical individuals crossing the wide open southern border, they're not coming to America to assimilate. They're not coming to America to contribute. They're not coming to America. I mean, many of them. They're not coming to America because they love America's values. There are these certain groups, and it's not the majority of immigrants, but it does exist. They are coming to America to destroy America. They're coming to America to sabotage it. They can't wait to see America brought down, and they want to help contribute to that, to making that happen. And here's the thing with Palestinians. As much as they, now I'm talking about the non-Hamas Palestinian civilians, of which there are, you know, a couple of million, they are caught in the crossfire under horrific circumstances, especially the ones that have lived in Gaza and are now being displaced. You know, their neighborhoods are being bombed into oblivion, their churches, their even hospitals are getting hit, and so on, even though Israel says they're not intentionally targeting hospitals. Whether or not it's intentional, they're getting bombed. You know, the hospitals are getting hit. And many Christians in Gaza are also being killed by the bombings. So my heart goes out to the civilians who are suffering a grave injustice. Again, they're caught in a crossfire between nations that have agendas which are really anti-humanitarian, right? The globalist agenda, which tends to drive both the U.S. and Israel, including Netanyahu, that's an agenda of depopulation. It's an anti-human agenda. And remember, the globalists laugh anytime anybody dies, whether it's an Israeli IDF soldier or a Hamas terrorist combatant or a non-combatant Palestinian civilian. Anytime anybody dies, the globalists are happy with that. And that's one reason why we should oppose mass bombings and mass death, because that's what the globalists want. You know, we got to try to keep human beings alive. And then secondly, if it's ever possible, we got to try to help human beings coexist together on the same planet, if that's possible. But there are going to be a lot of Palestinians dislocated out of Gaza, perhaps over a million, brought to America, who despise America, well, especially American government, because America is funding Israel, and Israel is bombing Gaza. And so these Gazans, many of them, you know, the Palestinians, they will look at America, in their view, as engaging in tremendous evil, even as they are relocated to America. But that seething hatred of how America funded Israel, that bombed their homes, because that's going to be seared into their consciousness and into their memories and into their experience, that will make many of them, not all, but many of them, very much easily radicalized in America, especially the younger males, easily radicalized to engage in what can become acts of terrorism domestically in the United States. Now, this benefits the FBI, by the way, because the FBI is always running around, you know, instigating acts of terrorism and recruiting people. Say, hey, why don't you blow up that bridge? Hey, why don't you bomb that mosque? Hey, why don't you send a drone, you know, at the White House? And so they're always trying to convince people to carry out these acts of terrorism so the FBI can catch them. Like, yeah, they're catching the same people that they set up. And then they can claim, oh, look, we're stopping terrorism, you know, and we need more funding, and we're the FBI. Look, we're doing good things. So the FBI would love to have, like, actual organic, spontaneous terrorism in the U.S. of any kind. They don't care if it's Palestinians going crazy or right-wing extremists going crazy or, you know, Black Lives Matter groups or Antifa. They don't care. The FBI just wants more terrorism to take place. And then the Biden regime can call out, you know, more emergencies. It's a crisis. You know, look, we're all under attack. And if you want to be safe, trust in government. If you want to be safe, you need to sign up for this, you know, tracking app. And we have to have checkpoints at the grocery stores. Yeah, you don't think that's coming? That's coming. That's absolutely coming. And then what a convenient way to carry out rationing and force starvation. And then for the next plandemic, to make sure that people, you have to take your jab in order to pass the checkpoint at the grocery store. And you're like, well, why do they even have checkpoints? Oh, because a Palestinian extremist, let's say, unhappy with America, blew up a bunch of people in a grocery store. Therefore, all grocery stores have to have armed checkpoints now. And you have to be vaccinated. You know, you see how that happens. It's this encroachment against all of our rights. Now, just for the record, I'm not in any way saying that all Palestinians would be subject to this, you know, recruitment into extremism. I'm just saying that there's a minority of them that would, you know, especially angry young males. But I do want to reiterate that by and large, almost all Palestinians and almost all Israelis and almost all Americans and almost all Europeans and black people and white people and Asian people and Indian people and everybody, almost everybody just wants to be left alone by these terrorist governments. Most people of all races and all countries of origin, they just want to be able to do their work, you know, run their business, run their laundromat, whatever, keep the money they earn, go home to their families, you know, raise healthy kids, practice their religion, whatever that happens to be for them. I mean, most people want to get along and they are happy to do so, and they don't want to run around killing anybody. It's the governments that are always creating these situations that lead to extreme groups or extreme individuals joining small groups that end up lashing out in ways, you know, that are called terrorism. That's why I've said before that Israel has become, in its relentless bombing of Gaza, now 6,000 Palestinians killed, about 2,500 of them are children. I mean, those casualty numbers are horrific. I mean, you can't say that 2,500 children were all terrorists. No, they're children. And thousands of them are dead now. But Israel has become a terrorist recruitment factory for the entire Middle East. And what I'm trying to say is that across the Middle East now, any terrorist organization any radical group, whatever their names, whoever you call them, Hamas or Hezbollah or ISIS or whoever, they're all going to point to Israel and say, look what Israel is doing to Gaza. This is why you, young man, should join us and join our cause and, you know, strap on this suicide vest and go blow people up and whatever. It's the recruitment pitch becomes a lot more convincing to people because of what the Arab world is witnessing Israel doing. And that's going to also affect the radicalization recruitment efforts in the United States and in Canada, which is why I have repeatedly said that we're going to be attacked by, you know, extremist groups for sure in the United States and in Canada. It's going to happen in Sydney, Australia. It's going to happen across Western Europe as well, because again, nobody is pushing de-escalation. Everybody in the West, you know, Israel and the United States are just going full on war, you know, more bombs, bomb everybody, kill everybody, wipe them out, cleanse the grounds, clean them out, whatever, you know, whatever they're saying. That is going to recruit terrorists everywhere across the Middle East. And this needs to be pointed out. The number of Hamas who are in Gaza, I mean, let's just take a guess. How many Hamas are in Gaza? I'm just going to take a guess. Let's say that right now there's 10,000 Hamas. I don't know if that's high or low. Some of you might say, no, it's 50,000 or it's 5,000. I don't know. But 10,000 is a round number. Let's just use it for this thought experiment. Let's say it's 10,000. Let's say Israel goes in and over a period of many months and taking many casualties itself, let's say the IDF wipes out all 10,000 of those Hamas fighters / terrorists. Do you have any idea how many more Hamas, or maybe not that group in particular, but other extremist radicalized individuals will join other groups across the Middle East because of Israel's ongoing war on Gaza? Like, that number will be way beyond 10,000. So yeah, you can kill 10,000 Hamas if you can root them out of their tunnels and everything. And you can drop, you know, gas into the tunnels, I guess, and see what happens. But you kill 10,000 Hamas there, 100,000 more people sprout up in Syria, in Iran. I mean, there was an online poll recently that asked Iranian civilians, would you volunteer to go to war with Israel? And they had, I think it was 2 million people said yes, they would. 2 million people. Now, maybe that number wouldn't be 2 million if they actually had to show up and, you know, strap on a uniform and carry a rifle or whatever. Maybe that number drops to, I don't know, 200,000 even. But that's still a lot larger than the 10,000 Hamas that you wiped out in Gaza, if it is 10,000. Maybe it's 100,000. I don't know. I doubt it's anywhere near 100,000. My guess is it's probably around 10,000. But if you're looking at this with a scorecard, so to speak, you know, you wipe out 10,000 Hamas over here, and then 100,000 extremists that hate America and hate Israel and want to bomb the West, they get recruited in these other countries, and a whole lot of them end up in the United States because of the wide open border. And then you got to realize that a lot of these leftists, the radical squad, as it's called, you know, the AOCs, the Tlaib, who's the other gal, Ilhan Omar, these people support Hamas. They're not saying to stop bombing Gaza out of a pure humanitarian point of view. I mean, I'm calling for a ceasefire just because there's too much bloodshed, too many children are dying, and, you know, can we stop the bombing, please, for God's sake, and can we, you know, use diplomacy and negotiation and see if we could just stop the bloodshed? That's my opinion. But I'm not pro-Hamas. A lot of these Democrats are pro-Hamas. They will say that they believe that what Hamas did on October 7th, in their view, they think that's perfectly okay, and they encourage it. Those people, I mean, those are members of Congress. they live and work in the United States and they represent U.S. voters, or they claim to. The fact that they exist and that they are pro-Hamas is an indicator that there are, in fact, many pro-Hamas groups in the United States who believe that, in their view, that bombing American Christians, or just American citizens, even just, you know, white Democrats somewhere in a suburb, that bombing them, they think, is fully justified, and it's part of the war against essentially the West, Israel and the United States. So understand that there are radical elements that have already existed in the U.S. Congress on the Democrat side. There are pro-Hamas elements. Sorry about the background noise. It's raining like crazy all of a sudden. And then what Israel is doing in Gaza is now amping up those pro-Hamas points of view and the recruitment of, you know, Hamas-style extremists and terrorists who are going to target the United States. So that's the point that I'm trying to get across here today. It's that for the purposes of this argument here, it doesn't matter whether you listening to this, whether you're pro-Israel, anti-Israel, pro-Palestine, pro-Gaza, pro-Hamas, anti-Hamas, none of that matters to the point that we're all going to be subjected to bombings and acts of terrorism in the United States in one way or another, because the conditions are being put in place to make that happen. And again, recognize that this is governments doing this. Governments are shaping the battlefield that will lead to widespread terrorism across America. Even though, as I've said earlier, most of us, you and I, and most Israelis, most Palestinians, most Christians, most Jews, most everybody just want to live in peace. Just want to live in peace. Nobody really wants to strap on a suicide vest, except this very small fringe, you know, number of people who do not represent Islam, by the way. They do not represent Palestine. They do not. What they do, it's just like if a Christian strapped on an explosive vest and ran around, you know, blowing up like Muslim mosques or something, you wouldn't say, well, that represents all Christianity. It does not. Understand that terrorism is not representative of any religion, not Islam, not Judaism, not Christianity, not Catholicism, you know, not Hinduism, not certainly not Buddhism, and so on. These are events which are in essence created by governments in order to keep the violence, the cycle of violence happening. And that's why Hamas was created by the intelligence community of the United States and Israel. And so whatever you are experiencing in all of this, whatever emotions you might be experiencing, understand that we're all being manipulated by the intelligence communities. We're being manipulated by governments. They want to provoke us into rage. They want to provoke us into a cycle of violence. And they want to get everybody to hate everybody else and to start killing each other. And the way that we survive this is to say no. Refuse to be used by the PSYOP. Refuse to be provoked into violence. And say no to the escalation of war. Call for peaceful resolutions. Call for humanitarian principles. Call for sparing women and children, no matter who they are, no matter their nationality, no matter their religion. This is how we survive this. So keep all of this in mind, and thank you for your support. Thank you for being with me on these really critical issues of our time. It takes a lot of effort to resist all the manipulations that are being pushed out there, all the emotional manipulations, and all of the deliberate disinformation pushed by governments and so on, and the false flag operations. It really does take a lot of effort to see through this. It takes a presence of mind that, frankly, is not that common. But if you're listening to this, you have the mental capacity to see through it, to avoid being manipulated, and to join me in calling for peace and de-escalation and not letting governments manipulate us again and again and again into another crisis that benefits the power of big government. And of course, the military-industrial complex, you know, that goes without saying. They're going to get their payday no matter what. I mean, the money ran out for Ukraine and boom, Middle East, you know. Oh, guess what? $100 billion now Joe Biden's coming up with for Ukraine and the Middle East and Taiwan. And believe me, when the U.S. State Department is done wrecking Israel and causing who knows how many casualties in Israel, they'll go to Taiwan and do the same thing there and start up a war with China and get a million Taiwanese killed. Because that's what the State Department does. That's what the U.S. government does. They did it in Ukraine. They're doing it in Israel right now. I feel so sorry for the innocent victims in all of this. These are government wars, not people wars. Understand that. In fact, in the Middle East, this is not even a war of religion. These are government wars, not religious wars. The governments want to make them look like holy wars. They're not holy. They're unholy wars waged by governments to hurt us all and to give themselves, the governments, more power, more weapons, more control, more surveillance. And they can only do that by terrorizing the entire world. And that's why they create terrorist groups. They deploy terrorist groups. They carry out false flags to allow terrorism to happen. October 7th, 9/11, you know, many other examples. They allow terrorism so that they can recruit people's emotions into doing what they want, being obedient to government and supporting more violence. And I say enough is enough. Say no. Reject it. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com, and of course, Brighteon.com and Brighteon.tv. Take care.